Life Incidents by James S. White. Chapter, Rise and Progress of the Third Message. The position of all Adventists after the passing of the time was at best a very trying one, and the work for a time moved slowly, attended with much opposition. To hold fast the beginning of their confidence in the great movement, in the face of a scoffing world and church, and amid violent opposition from those who were drawing back from the faith, was a severe trial of faith and patience. And the numbers who had the moral courage and shared sufficiently in the grace of God to do this were found to be small. Those who cowardly yielded to the clamors of opponents to confess that they had been in error on the time, occupied the unhappy position of wearing the Advent name after giving up as error the very means which had made them Adventists. While those who apostatized so far as to give up the Advent faith, hope, and name for a place in some one of the nominal churches were destined to be regarded as vacillating, and ever feel the sting of remorse for so great a weakness as embracing the blessed hope. Those who wished to renounce the Advent faith and free themselves from the reproach suffered by those who adhered to it might find a degree of relief for the present in confessing their way back into the church. But of those who have been imbued with the spirit of the Advent faith and hope and have tasted the heavenly gift and have been partakers of the Holy Ghost and have tasted the good word of God and the powers of the world to come and have apostatized, there are few who can again enjoy the insipid piety of the popular churches. In fact, such persons are very unhappy and dissatisfied with their position and relations in religious matters, unless their apostasy has been so sinful as to obliterate from the soul all traces of Christian experience, and they be given over to the sensual pleasures of this life. May God pity this unhappy class, and may they again stand with those who are looking for the blessed hope. But the position of those who discard the great movement which made them Adventists and yet cherish some of the leading views of William Miller and rejoice in the Advent name is more inconsistent, and their course far more sinful in the sight of God than that of those who made an entire surrender of both position and name. What a position in the sight of God, angels, and men! They bless the Advent faith, hope, and name, and curse the very means which has made them what they profess to be. These may hold the doctrines of the personal coming of Christ, the literal resurrection of the dead, and life and immortality alone through Christ to be given at the resurrection of the just. But while failing to acknowledge the hand of God in the Advent movement in the past, and standing opposed to the third angel's message of the present, have no well-defined position as to the plan of God in warning the world and proving his people preparatory to the coming of the Son of Man. And it is because of the ignorance of the people as to the true position, and because there is no real cross in what these men do teach, that they have influence. Some of them speak of Millerism and Miller, as they would of Mormonism and the notorious Smith, and yet claim to be Adventists. But if the hand of God has been with those who have borne the Advent name at any time, it was during the great time movement of 1843 and 1844. More recent time movements and operations of various kinds, by those who regard that grand movement as an error of Millerism, compare with it about the same as a rushlight compares with the noonday sun. And these men will speak proudly of their Advent faith and bless the Advent name, while they curse the great Advent movement which has brought the Advent doctrine before the present generation. The sin against the Holy Ghost, which had no forgiveness in the days of Christ, was to attribute the work of the Spirit in the miracles of Jesus to Satan. How much less, think you, is the sin of those who deny the work of the Spirit of God in the Advent movement and attribute the power which attended that work to human and satanic influences. I do not say that all Adventists besides Seventh-day Adventists take the foregoing positions. Most of them, however, do. And the candid reader who regards the view of the great Advent movement, taken in these pages with favor, will not fail to see both the glaring inconsistencies and the sinfulness of the positions taken by these professed Adventists. But the true position is free from such absurdities, and is harmonious in itself. It honors God, vindicates His Word, and sustains Christian experience. It explains the past, definitely points out present duty, and lights up the glorious future. It presents a connected system of truth, the most beautiful in all its parts, that the mind of man ever contemplated. The period of the third message dates from the disappointment in 1844, and from that time to the present, the development of its great truths has been progressive. Immediately after the passing of the time, not a few took a firm stand that the first and second messages were in the past, that the midnight cry had been given, that the 2300 days had ended, and that we had reached the patient, waiting, watching time. But it was not until the subject of the cleansing of the sanctuary was brought out in 1846 that the termination of the 2300 days became one of the clearest points in the entire system of Second Advent truth. This established us in the fulfillment of the first and second messages in the past, opened before us the Ark of God, containing the 10 precepts of His holy law in the most holy place of the heavenly sanctuary, and called our attention to the third message, with its solemn warning to flee the worship of the beast and his image, and in its stead keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. How forcible the closing words of the third angel! Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Jesus. And how natural the conclusion that the Sabbath reform should come in right here.